BBC Surrey with James Cannon.
Going to turn our attention to Thorpe Park right now. It is BBC Surrey. It's under attack there after a Halloween attraction that involves asylum and mental health patients wielding chainsaws. It's not long since Asda were in the firing line over their fancy dress costumes. Now, the Surrey theme park being asked to withdraw its asylum maze from its Fright Nights. An online petition has been set up by student mental health nurse Katie Sutton, who joins me on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
Katie, what sort of response have you had to the petition?
The last time I checked, there's been closing on 200 signatures from all over the world, actually, mostly in the UK, but I was looking at the stats last night, and there's people in the US, New Zealand and the Netherlands supporting it as well.
So what made you decide to do something?
Well, when I looked at the Thorpe Park Twitter account on Friday, this was when they were still actually responding to people who were complaining. They were saying mostly that they didn't think there was a serious level of complaint about the issue. So I thought to myself, well, somebody needs to show them what a serious level of complaint looks like then. So I set up the change.org petition to make sure that everyone was complaining in the same place, and that way they couldn't turn around and say, well, people don't care.
Right, why do you care?
Well, I'm a student mental health nurse. I've got a history of mental health issues myself, and a lot of my friends have as well. And I just think it's a really, really important issue because, well, when it comes to mental health and stigma, people would, there'd be public outcry if we, say, put chemotherapy patients with drips chasing people around a maze, but nobody seems to care if it's people with mental illness. And what I want to know is why it's okay for one kind of illness to be made fun of in this way or turned into entertainment when other illnesses are fine, they're easy targets. When other illnesses are not fine, even.
How damaging are events like this, do you think, to the public perception of mental illness?
I think it does make it look a lot more negative than it really is, because a lot of people don't really know what goes on behind the scenes with mental illness and things like that. I mean, you think of a psychiatric ICU, you might not necessarily think of beanbags and things like that, but that's what I've seen when I've been on the wards. And you know, you think of people chained to their beds and things like that. That's what the media tells us to think about. That's what films tell us to think about and things like that. And that's not the reality of it. So it does make people look like they're dangerous criminals a lot of the time. And it's just not like that, really. There's actually research to say that a victim of mental illness is, or someone with mental illness is three times more likely to be a victim of crime than someone without, because they're seen as easy targets.
Well, look, we've asked Thorpe Park to come on the programme. They have declined, but they've given us a statement. I'll play it to you, and then I'll have a listen. I'm interested to hear what you have to say. This is what they have said in a statement to BBC Surrey.
We have listened to the feedback and respect the opinions of everyone who has been in touch. However, these comments are not universally representative either of many of our guests who have given us very positive feedback or of others working within the mental health sector. This is primarily a matter of context. Unlike the other examples you gave, the maze is not something you happen upon when out shopping. This maze is not intended, nor is it deemed to be by those who have actually experienced it, to be in any way offensive or to be a realistic portrayal of a mental health or indeed any other institution.
So, what do you make of that?
The first thing that I thought when I heard the university representative part was, I think back to the hashtags that Rethink Mental Illness created on Twitter, which there's Asylum OK and Asylum No. And the Asylum OK Twitter hashtag got, in about 3 days, just over 100 tweets on it. The Asylum No one got just over 1,000, which it kind of showed, OK, so there are people out there who think that the asylum maze is OK, but there's 10 times more people saying, or at least there's 10 times more tweets about it, so it could be, you know, the same people sort of making a lot of fuss. But the voice out there seems to be saying to me that it's not okay.
Well, Katie, we'll keep an eye on your campaign. Thanks very much for sharing your thoughts, Katie Sutton there.